RadioMD.com. Dr. Pam Peek, New York Times bestselling author and founder of the Peak Performance Center, and Michelle King Robeson, leading women's advocate, entrepreneur, and founder of EmpowHer.com, host the show everyone's talking about. It's time for Her Radio on Radio MD.
Hey, Michelle, did you know that between 14 to 23% of women will struggle with symptoms of depression during pregnancy? It's a lot of women. It's like a quarter of women.
I know, it's a lot. Well, I think part of it is hormonal imbalances, right, when you're pregnant. But I think more women suffer just, you know, in general. But who knew about pregnancy?
That's well, now amazing. Now we've got a really novel way to treat this. It's called repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation. Oh my gosh, I'm exhausted just saying it. Or TMS for everyone out there. And we have Dr. Deborah Kim, who is going to help us understand its application in women with what we call perinatal depression. And Dr. Kim is assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at the University of Pennsylvania and is involved in research in the application of TMS in the treatment for perinatal depression. Dr. Kim, welcome to Her Radio. So can you tell us about TMS? What is TMS?
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. So TMS, that uses the idea that you're using a very strong magnet. It translates to the electrical current that the neurons use to talk to each other. And medications act just on brain chemicals. What TMS does through this strong magnetic force is reorganize the circuit that we think is involved in depression. And since the two sides of the brain talk to each other, if you reorganize the circuit on one side of the brain, it will automatically work on the other side of the brain.
So, Dr. Kim, why study TMS for depression during pregnancy?
So, it's a good question. So, you know, TMS has been FDA approved since 2008. We've spent a lot of time trying to figure out, just as we have with medications, with Prozac, the first 50% of studies were negative, trying to figure out how to dose it and, you know, what the correct number of sessions is. And as we were doing that, that was actually being done here at Penn. I was studying women who were pregnant, and women who are pregnant have high decisional conflict, low acceptability for medications during pregnancy. Right. And the guidelines do recommend medication during pregnancy for moderate to severe depression. And so since this is a treatment modality that doesn't require any pharmaceuticals, you know, it's particularly applicable to pregnant women.
Oh, I'm sure pregnant women love having an option like this, because what pregnant woman do we know that wants to take medication?
Right. And we're talking about 500,000 women a year who suffer from depression, significant depression during pregnancy.
That's just a huge number here, Dr. Kim. I mean, I think a lot of women are, you know, oftentimes just think, okay, I'm pregnant, I couldn't be happier if I tried. Well, you know, and I would, obviously, you're a psychiatrist, and, you know, what if you're depressed to start with, and now you're, you know, going into pregnancy? Or what if you become stressed during pregnancy with something that came from left field? It just goes on and on. And then there's that, oh my gosh, am I going to be a good mother? Oh my gosh, is everything going to go well with my pregnancy? And it just goes on and on, because women tend to have that mental Cuisinart upstairs as they ruminate over all kinds of things. So here we have TMS, repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation, this non-invasive, non-convulsive neurostimulation treatment. Very novel. You said that the FDA approved it as of October of 2008, right? And what you're really doing here is you're stimulating a part of the frontal cortex. And that frontal cortex is where the executive function lies. And this is something that apparently, preliminarily, we found has been effective in depression in people who haven't responded to antidepressants. So what's really interesting here is what's going on when you stimulate that frontal cortex, Dr. Kim? Why there?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I don't know that anybody knows the answer to that completely, but that is the dorsolateral prefrontal cortex is the part of the brain that we think is most involved in depression. When you stimulate on the right side, which is the work that we've done in pregnancy and depression, you increase the ability of the brain to inhibit negative stimuli. It helps with memory of negative stimuli, decreasing that. And also, so your neurons have these little branches called dendrites, and as the more stimulation and the more TMS you get, the more your neurons actually grow to become more healthy and the better that they communicate with each other. If you stimulate on the left side, it's called excitatory, which is the type that is used in non-pregnant folks. And on that side, you're increasing all of your excitatory neurotransmitters. And again, you're affecting the entire circuit that's involved. And so I think, you know, with the medications, it's, you know, one of the reasons there's so many side effects is, for example, you have serotonin receptors all over your body. You take a medication into your stomach with the idea of helping your brain, but it's going to affect all parts of your body. Here, without surgery, without, you know, going into the brain, we're getting closer to the actual organ that we're trying to treat.
Right, which is a great thing. So, Dr. Kim, what about, tell me what the risks are of using TMS, and then what is the success rate?
So, in general, the risks are, and I'll talk about pregnancy in a second, but in general, the risks are very low. The most common side effect is headache the first week, or what we call site pain. So, where the magnet is placed, sometimes it stimulates the facial nerve a little bit. You can have a little bit of pain in your cheek. That goes away. About 40% of people experience that. It goes away within the first week, very well tolerated. The original concern was that it would exacerbate seizures, and so there's been lots of safety guidelines that have been developed, and it turns out that if you follow those guidelines, the seizure risk is the same as if you were to take an antidepressant. Now, that's with left-sided TMS. In pregnancy, we do right-sided TMS. The reason that we do that is because that is actually anticonvulsant. It decreases your seizure risk. And so really the main risk is, again, some headache goes away within the first week. And if you are very pregnant, just because of the position that you're lying in, you can get a little bit lightheaded. So, you know, just like with ECT or other kinds of treatments, when women are very pregnant, you know, we make sure that we position women so that there's no pressure on their, you know, blood circulation.
Right. Well, and how then, quickly can you see symptoms, exactly. You know, positive symptoms? You know, because Michelle asked what's the success rate, but, you know, like, do you notice something immediately? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah. So, no, that's a great question. So, by treatment 10, we start to see improvement. So, remember, medications take about 4 to 6 weeks before you start to see improvement.
Right.
And we treat 5 days a week. So, by treatment 10, we generally start to see improvement. The suggestion is between 20 and 30 sessions, 5 days a week. It depends on what population you're looking at when you want to look at effect size. So if you're looking at treatment resistance, about 50% of people will show improvement. So these are people that haven't responded to other treatments. In pregnancy, because they aren't necessarily treatment resistant, we're seeing about 75% of women improve.
Wow, that's really cool. So within about 2 weeks, then, you really see a change.
Exactly.
You know, if you're doing it 5 days a week, and I think that that's fabulous. You know, I'm just all about, you know, like Michelle said, making sure we don't have to be plying women with a bunch of pills and whatever else during pregnancy. And I really find this to be quite novel. And I know that you, Dr. Kim, are on the, you know, front lines of really looking at the application of this maverick therapy. We really appreciate your being on Her Radio to help us understand repetitive transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS, as a treatment for perinatal depression. Dr. Kim, thank you so much for being on Her Radio. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
And don't forget that you can go to Dr. Kim's website at www.med.upenn.edu. You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Stay well.